Good morning, everybody. Today, the church talks to us about gratitude. And like we say, when we pray to God, there are many ways of praying to Him. We have the prayer of praise. We have the prayer of adoration. We have the prayer of petition. And then prayer of thanksgiving. It is natural for us most of the time to say the prayer of petition, because as human beings, we are in need of one thing or the other. But it is also good to remember to thank God when He grants our requests. And that is why in the readings of today, in the first reading, and in the gospel, we are presented with stories of people who needed God's help. And when God helped them, they came back to thank Him. There are so many things we take for granted in life. So many things God does for us. And then we move around and feel that they are normal. Let's take, for example, health. At one time or the other, we must have passed through moments of ill health, and we know what it looked like. But as human beings, it seems like sometimes we have short memory. We forget easily. That will help us understand the situation of these lepers. When we talk about health, headache, toothache, but we are talking about contagious disease. In Israel, from the Old Testament to the time of Christ, a leper is somebody almost abandoned. In the book of Leviticus, there are so many things said about leprosy, but I wish to mention some to make us understand their situation. If you are a leper, the priest will declare you unclean. Then you dress in tattered dresses and disheveled hair. Then you live outside the community where you will have no contact with anybody. And while you walk on the road, you will be shouting, "Unclean, unclean," so that people hear your voice and avoid you. And when eventually you are cured, you go back to the priest who will declare you cured. Only at that point in time can you mix up with people. So we can understand these readings today, the situation of lepers. In the first reading, Naaman, the army commander of Syria, heard from an Israelite maid, his household, about a prophet of God in Israel. He believed. He traveled to Israel and met Elisha, the prophet. And when Elisha told him to go to the Jordan and bathe 7 times, he did not doubt. It was a simple instruction. And he obeyed. And when he did, he became cleansed. He came back with joy to thank the man of God with precious gifts. Elisha rejected his gifts But to show his faith, he asked him to allow him to take sand from the land of Israel to construct a place of worship in his own country. He said that today, I am convinced that all over the world, there is only a living God in Israel. In the gospel reading, we also saw 10 lepers who were walking together, sharing their suffering. And when they saw Christ, they shouted, "Have mercy on us." And Christ asked them to go and show themselves to the priest. On their way, they were healed. 9 of them rejoiced home. 1 of them ran back to Christ to thank him and to show us that God wants us to say thank you for all he does for us. Christ asked him, 10 were cleansed. Were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" This reaction of Christ tells us that even you and I, when you help somebody and he walks away, we don't feel happy. But if he says thank you, we appreciate it. The same applies to God. Like I said, there are different ways of praying. When we pray to God and he grants our requests, there are things we don't even pray for that God does for us ordinarily. So when we pray to God with faith, just like Naaman and these lepers, they asked God to help them. God did, and they came back to express their thanksgiving. So also, all of us are invited today to remember what God does for us. God is not happy when we don't say thank you. There are occasions in the Bible where God expressed this. I give an example in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. "Hear, O heavens, and listen, O earth, for the Lord speaks. Sons have I raised and reared, but they have disowned me. An ox knows its owner, and an ass its master's manger. But Israel does not know me. My people have not understood. Ah, sinful nation, people laden with wickedness, evil race, corrupt children. They have forsaken the Lord, spurned the Holy One of Israel, and abandoned him." And in the New Testament, at the very first chapter, John, from John's Gospel, we hear the verse that says, "He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him." These reactions are reactions of God against his people, for whom he did everything, but they would ignore him and choose their own way. So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we gather here today to celebrate this Mass, it is also the best way of thanking God, because the Eucharist is a word that has a Greek origin, which means thanksgiving. Each time we gather here to celebrate the Eucharist, we are thanking God. It was the sacrifice which Christ made on the cross, and we repeat it. That is why we have to follow and in the Mass thank God for what he does in our lives. And when we do, he will continue to do more. He will be pleased with us. And thanking God is not only when things are difficult or things are good. In the second reading, St. Paul, an old man in prison, was writing to Timothy that in all conditions, we should thank God. He was in prison, but he felt that all praise should go to God. And he concluded in his letter saying, telling Timothy that the Lord is faithful even when we are faithless. He's always faithful. He loves us and continues to bless us. Let us pray in this Mass for the grace we need to always remember that God does so much in our lives, and we should always remember to say thank you. And as we do that, God will continue to bless us. We pray for the grace to do this in this Mass through Christ our Lord. Amen.